Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, who dat say they gonna cheat them Saints? Happy Friday, fellow Hoodats. It's been 5 days and counting now as the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, continues to employ his football version of basketball's four corners stall against the New Orleans Saints and the team's legion of loud and proud fans within the Hoodat Nation, who would like to hear some type of official response about last Sunday's travesty of an ending. One of the NFL's most respected players has added his voice to the matter. New Orleans Saints starting tight end Benjamin Watson announced about a month ago that this would be his 15th and final season competing in the NFL. A few days prior to the Saints' NFC Championship game last Sunday against the Los Angeles Rams, Benjamin Watson was not at practice with his Saints teammates preparing for the game. Watson was dealing with a very unique medical issue for an adult male of age 38. As his team was getting ready to suit up to play against the Rams, Benjamin Watson was standing on the sidelines dealing with a case of appendicitis. Appendicitis, from personal experience too, initially provides you with very severe stomach pain and later extreme and frequent nausea. If you're lucky enough, and I was, the doctors will be able to remove the culprit via surgery prior to that useless little attachment on your colon blowing up and spewing poison into your bloodstream. Well, Benjamin Watson's appendicitis problems appeared a few days before one of the biggest games of his football career. Certainly, it was the biggest Saints football game for Watson since the likable and highly respected tight end came to play for the New Orleans Saints. In Watson's case, the doctors were able to treat this medical problem without surgery, at least for now, and he was allowed to be on the sidelines for Sunday's emotional loss to the Los Angeles Rams. For Benjamin Watson, he endured not only some serious internal pain for a few days prior to the game, now he's dealing with the incredible lingering emotional pain after the Saints' loss, which featured the infamous NOLA no-call, which cost the Saints a trip to next week's Super Bowl game in Atlanta. A finance major in college at the University of Georgia, Watson was drafted in 2004 in the first round by the New England Patriots. After working 6 years and earning one Super Bowl ring with Tom Brady in New England, he made later stops in Cleveland, Baltimore, and New Orleans. Benjamin Watson has spent much of his NFL career doing positive things off the field for others as well. He was a finalist last season for the NFL's Walter Payton Man of the Year Award for his service off the football field. A proud father, he and his wife now have 5 children. He's going to be quite busy after his NFL career has now ended. A devout Christian, Benjamin Watson is a thoughtful speaker on many issues and has even authored a book on race relations in America. On Thursday, Benjamin Watson spoke about the biggest disappointment he's had following the Saints' crushing loss to the Rams on Sunday. Like most of us Saints fans, Watson is asking the NFL's commissioner why he has been totally silent in the days since the game concluded. On Twitter, Watson wrote the following, quote, "Commissioner Goodell, we all realize that football is an imperfect game, played, coached, and officiated by imperfect people. What occurred last Sunday in New Orleans, though, was outside of that expected and accepted norm. Your continued silence on this matter is unbecoming of the position you hold, detrimental to the integrity of the game, and disrespectful and dismissive to football fans everywhere. From the locker room to Park Avenue, accountability is what makes our league great. Lead by example. We are waiting." Well, I have no doubts that Benjamin Watson will be successful in whatever is next coming up for him after his NFL career. So Saints fans, don't give up. The NFL has gone into hiding for a variety of public relations and legal reasons right now. If someone within the NFL organization encouraged one or more of the California contingent of referees, I've now heard that there were 4 referees from the state of California at last Sunday's game, to assist the Rams in a close game, then Commissioner Roger Goodell and his associates are in big legal trouble soon. Lawsuits filed by Saints fans will eventually pry into the secret world of how referees are hired, graded, and assigned to various NFL football games. Worse yet for the NFL, if one of more of the aforementioned California contingent of referees may have been influenced by outside sources, let's say, for example, underworld gambling organizations who could generate more betting action by virtue of a Rams appearance in the Super Bowl? Then the NFL's, quote, integrity of the game facade could be exposed too. If the NFL were a stock today, they would get my sell, sell, sell recommendation. Though it looks like the NFL has refused to exercise its own nuclear option and replay the final 2 minutes of the ballgame, I plan to keep wearing my tinfoil The Saints Got Robbed hat until more information surfaces. Thanks again, Benjamin Watson, for your contributions to Saints fans' football enjoyment and for speaking up, as usual, for the good guys. May you enjoy great success in your future endeavors. It's just too bad that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell isn't the one who's retiring. I think Benjamin Watson would be a dandy replacement, don't you? I'm Swamp Swami. Hootat! Have a good weekend.